She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
Welcome to the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio. I am your host, Dori DiCarlo, here on the Word of Mom Media Network. And you know we are here show after show just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and women who work from home and building businesses, you know, that we're just dabbling in it. In between bake sales and getting our nails done, we're smart, we're savvy, and we're finding the why that creates our business. And I'm so excited, I really am, to be sharing Julie Nygaard today. Julie has researched popular diets and food trends for more than 25 years. She studied nutrition in college, has a nutrition educator certification from Bauman College of Holistic Nutrition and Culinary Arts. She's also embraced a longtime passion for chocolate. So when the health benefits of chocolate news broke, she took the opportunity to combine her lifelong loves. Her book, The Chocolate Therapist, A User's Guide to the Extraordinary Health Benefits of Chocolate, is the result of this unique intersection. Julie gives presentations every month to various groups about chocolate and the healthy eating. She's presented for corporate sessions, luncheons, schools, women's groups, men's groups, government agencies, not-for-profits, private events, and more. She also teaches chocolate and wine pairing and chocolate and tea pairing classes, as she has traveled internationally as a guest speaker on cruise lines offering a series of lectures about chocolate. And her company, The Chocolate Therapist, Inc., makes handcrafted all-natural chocolates on site in Littleton, Colorado. The chocolate connection is made with natural chocolate, nuts, berries, spices, and organic flavoring oils custom designed to promote optimum health and support the natural eating concepts in her book. She has, in addition to her book, it's amazing. I'm going to actually just bring her in because I could just keep going on and on with all of the amazing things that Julie's accomplished. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
I'm thrilled to have you on, and I just can't believe all of the things you have written, and I just, you know, you've got my favorite pairings. Chocolate and wine, chocolate and tea. You had
Can't
me at a
wrong.
Low.
I know, it's good. People on those cruise ships you were mentioning, they would always call me the chocolate lady. Like by the end of the cruise, everyone on the ship knew me. They'd oh, there's the chocolate lady. And I thought, well, you know, this is actually a pretty good life.
I'm serious. So take us on your journey of how this all got started. I mean, I read the long version.
Yeah, well, I really
or the short version.
You kind of touched on it a little bit, that I spent most of my life studying nutrition as a passion, kind of as a side event. I got my nutrition certification. I studied it in college. And I was in the apparel industry for 18 years, and I thought, I need to write a book. I need to get out of this deal. And so I just bailed on corporate America to write about nutrition, and that's right when the health benefits of chocolate news was just getting popular. So I thought, okay, side event, going to write about the health benefits of chocolate because that sounds fun to me because I just, you know, I want to have fun in life. And so that's kind of how it started. I started researching and eating chocolate and was gifted with amazing research from people all over the country that were studying chocolate that wasn't available to the public. So this got me right on a good foot right away.
There's lots of chocolate out there. What makes your product different from other chocolate?
Well, when I decided to start a brand, which was actually a few years after I had the book, I'd been out speaking about chocolate, teaching people how much to eat, how to read labels, all of that. So when I created my brand, I thought it really has to represent what I'm out there talking about. So we started out, of course, by being no dyes, no preservatives, nothing artificial. But then the main thing that's different, I mean, other than, of course, it's also soy-free and gluten-free, is that our assorted chocolates are not filled with sugary, dye-filled centers. They're just pure chocolate, organic flavoring oil, and we use a little coconut oil to soften the center. So when you bite in, it's pure chocolate with this essence of this flavor, and it's really not only amazing by itself, but it pairs extra good with wine and spirits because it doesn't have a lot of sugar.
What was the hardest part when you got started?
Part?
Yeah.
I think, you know, anytime you bail on what you're doing that's the norm and you want to do something completely different that's out of your comfort zone, everyone on the planet is there to judge you and put you down and say you're an idiot and say this will never work and why are you doing this? And I decided right away that I wasn't going to talk to the people that I knew who weren't going to support what I was doing because I thought it's already hard enough to do it as it is. I need a support system. And so it just boiled down to my two best friends, a guy and a girl, who were there for me. And they were like, you can do it. You've done, you know, other things that where you've kind of taken a leap of faith and just go for it and make this happen. So I think that was the hardest part is saying, I'm not going to do what I was doing anymore. I'm going to completely change my life.
You know, it's funny. I've said it here before. You know, I get interviewed a lot and people always say, like, what kind of advice do you give people that are starting a business? Like, don't listen to your family and friends.
Yeah, everyone has an opinion. And so many people, I think really what happens is they're just projecting their own fears into what you're doing. And I mean, I heard it the whole time I was growing up from my dad. Are you sure you want to do this? Is that the right thing? Are you going to make enough money? Like question after question. And I was going through a divorce at the time and everyone's like, get a real job. This is no time to write a book. And I thought, you know what? I got to do this right now. This is when it's going to happen or it's not going to happen. And I don't want to look back and wish that I had done it.
Good for you. Because you know, what if, or I think are the like two worst words in the world, you know, when you look back, what if, you know, so really. And imagine if you hadn't written these books, you know, because look at where this has taken you. So when you teach chocolate in wine pairing classes, what's the key? You know, we're looking under the looking under, like, what's the key to
well,
that pairing?
I actually did my own podcast on this too, on how to pair chocolate and wine on The Chocolate Therapist. And the key, there's two critical keys. You have to have amazing chocolate and you need to take a small bite and get it melting in your mouth before you add the wine. Those are kind of the two things. And I always say you can have amazing wine and mediocre chocolate, and you're going to have probably not that good of a pairing. But you can have okay wine and amazing chocolate, and you're going to have a great pairing. So slow down, enjoy. Yeah, get the chocolate melting. And I like putting them in my mouth at the same time, although some people don't like to do it because it's a little bit too overwhelming. But I'm like, hey, take the risk. Live large. Let's do this.
Think that the melting chocolate and then breathing in the wine and all of those flavors as you're getting it. No, see, now I want to have some wine and chocolate.
You're salivating. So what? This is the coolest thing. I do teach people how to eat chocolate properly in those events. You know, taking it, smelling it, putting it on your tongue, letting it sit there and melt for a little bit, having a conscious experience from start to finish. And when they come back in the store again to buy chocolate in the future, they always say, thank you so much for teaching us how to eat chocolate. That ended up being really valuable.
So much fun to me, the way that you've turned this, kind of how you were in nutrition all your life and always things that you were, you know, but to turn it into something so fun. Because let's face it, you know, wine and chocolate pairing classes, how do you pair? I'm a tea drinker. I've actually never had a cup of coffee. How do you pair chocolate with tea? I'm curious.
Tea
is my own
so amazing. It's one of my favorite classes to teach because the tea heats up your mouth and then when you put the chocolate in, it's like this explosion of flavor. So again, if you have a really amazing chocolate, you can almost go anywhere with the tea, although I like tea that's infused with vanilla, like a Decaf Vanilla Almond by Republica Tea is one of my favorites because vanilla is a natural enhancer for chocolate anyway. So that's going to make everything taste amazing. And then I think it's based on the tea that you like. So I like berry teas and herbal teas. And if you're going with, say, a berry tea, you're going to want to go with fruity type chocolate, right? That are just naturally going to be enhancing the tea. But because it's heating up your mouth, like I said, you can really hardly go wrong.
Okay, well, I have to ask because I'm an Earl Grey Irish breakfast. I'm more the black tea.
Mm-hmm.
So what's
so
the chocolate for the black tea?
We have chocolates. Well, I would go with maybe more of a complimentary flavor. Like we have an amaretto that would really be good. A milk chocolate with organic amaretto oil. And there's no alcohol in that, by the way. We have milk chocolate orange, which is by far and away the most friendly chocolate with all the wines, all the teas, everything. And we actually have an Earl Grey tea chocolate. Yes, we do.
Oh,
it's infused with the essence of Earl Grey. And the people that are Earl Grey, you know, fanatics love that chocolate.
Oh, please still my heart. I'm serious. You still my heart. You have no, wow. You know, not for nothing. The bergamot oil from Earl Grey tea, it's the bergamot oil, is a natural antidepressant.
Oh, yeah.
That's
and
why...
I'm really into that, too, with the chocolates. You know, we're putting in those flavors and those essences that help as well as the chocolate.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and my best friend, who is also a tea drinker, although she drinks coffee, had given me 1 year for my birthday the chicken soup for the soul, for the tea lover's soul. And it was all these different stories about tea, but then it was the way to drink teas. And I actually know somebody who has a tea shop, Kathleen Edinger, who is one of our sponsors a long time ago. And she actually teaches tea etiquette classes and things and does corporate teas and things like that. So I love, she's here in New Jersey. I love that, you know, these shops like this and things like this are springing up because I think people are throwing back to...
Yeah, I think so too. And like,
you know,
really appreciating things. So you're getting into it, the flavor of food, the flavor of tea, the flavor of wine, and enjoying it instead of just wolfing it down. It's such a different experience. And we have a box called the Tea Pairing Collection. It also has chai in it, by the way, which is a lot of people are like, what, chai and chocolate? So what we just created that pairing collection so that people can have these experiences. You just get the box, get a bottle of wine, get out on your front porch and enjoy it with a friend. It's wonderful.
Wow. Well, you know what? On that note, we are going to take a break and hear from our sponsors. We will be back here on Word of Mom Radio in just a moment with Julie Nygaard. I want to talk about your shop and everything else. So we'll be right back. As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children. Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com. You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey, sports fans, take the hassle out of going to the game with the clear bags from StadiumBags.com. Our crossbody mini messenger bag, stadium-sized backpack, tote bag with different color straps, and ready-to-go travel bag meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. You can find us at StadiumBags.com and get yourself the bags guaranteed to last season after season because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio with Julie Nygaard, the chocolate therapist. And we've been talking about pairing chocolates and wines, chocolates and teas, all of the best ways to eat chocolate. And I want to talk with you about your shop. What is the name of your shop?
It's called The Chocolate Therapist, after the book, of course, and everything we do.
And where is it located?
In Littleton, Colorado.
I can't wait to see it. I'm serious on this cross-country adventure I will be beginning soon. I am looking forward to this.
It's a cute little place. Wine, chocolate, coffee.
Yeah, tell us about your shop and what's your favorite chocolate in it, but give us a mental picture of the shop. And
well, it's really small. I think people originally, when they see the website, they think it's going to be bigger. It's kind of a European style chocolate shop, and there's a retail area out in front. We have a little self-serve wine bar and a coffee bar, and we always have a lot of samples, so you can swing by and have a really fun experience. And then in the back, you can just peek into the back through the windows. and see chocolate production, which is right now 5 to 6 days a week, but in the holidays and really starting in August, it's 7 days a week. We're constantly making it. So it's you get the smells, especially on the toffee days when we're making toffee, the whole store smells like sweet toffee. And I'd say it's a very unique experience. And people, I hear them coming in the store all the time laughing. They're like, oh, the chocolate therapist booked me a session.
Yeah, really? How fun. What's your personal favorite chocolate?
People ask me that question all the time, and I have to tell you, it's like choosing children, right? How do you do it?
Oh, no.
We have such amazing chocolates, and there's a few that I really like. Those are kind of my go-tos. One of them is the peanut butter melt-away, which is dark chocolate. It's all natural. Malden sea salt and all natural peanut butter. And that is like kind of like a healthy Reese's. And I'll just come into the store, go grab one of those, and then my day can begin. So that's one of them.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, oh man. You know, it's so funny because I'm a rice cake person, the multi-grain mm-hmm. rice cake. And I will actually do crunchy peanut butter with, you know, chia and flax seeds because I'm into organic stuff. And then I will drizzle organic chocolate. I'll melt it and drizzle it. Because it's my version. I like that crunchy with it. My version.
I'm coming
of
over.
I'm serious. You know, I'm
serious. Me
you
up for that.
Mine.
We also have
mine.
We also have a bar called the Superhero, which is dark chocolate, tart dried cherries, and whole almonds. And I love that bar because I love tart dried cherries, and there's no sugar in those cherries. And we call it Superhero because it has 3 of the top 10 superfoods in it. So that bar is one of my favorites. And then our dark chocolate mints are just to die for. So there's like a few of them. I'd have to, depending on my mood, right, in the day, I'll pick one.
Wow. So do you eat chocolate every day?
I do. Yeah, I really advocate that. And I believe that not only is it good for you, but I talk about this in the book. It's kind of an appetite suppressant. There's things in it that actually go into your brain and shut your appetite off. So a lot of times I'll eat mine in the morning, first of all, because I love it and I want to eat it in the morning. But secondly, I'm thinking, geez, if it's going to be an appetite suppressant, let's get this program on the road.
What is the best single piece of business advice you ever received?
This came from a friend of mine who had a company that he sold for, you know, tens of millions of dollars, because I wanted to know that too, right, when I first started. And he said, everything is going to take twice as long and cost twice as much as you budget. And I'm not saying that happened 100% of the time, but I always thought to myself, like, that's always in the back of my head. All right, I think it's going to cost this much to bring in this new machine and train our people on it. But in fact, it's going to end up costing quite a bit more than that. And so having planned for that made a big difference. And I guess I'd rather be over budget than under budget, right? I mean, sorry, I'd rather be over budget and come in under than have it the other way around. So that's been super mm-hmm. helpful. And then also setting a realistic timetable. And I figured, you know, he would know. He's the guy that sold his company for tens of millions of dollars. So that was really great advice. And then the other thing, which I heard from numerous entrepreneurs, is kind of what I alluded to earlier. If you're hoping to have everyone support you and love you and, you know, be there for you through what you're doing, then stop now. Because you got to go no matter what, right? No matter what. If you have a vision and you're heart-driven and you have to do it, you cannot let other people's opinions be a part of your decision-making.
Say it all the time. What other people think of you is none of your business.
It's so true. And you know what? I think that might be the hardest thing. Like when I go speak to women's groups, everyone's like, well, my husband doesn't believe in me, or someone told me this was a dumb idea. And I'm thinking, are you going to let that stop you? And you can't. And so you just have to plow through. Although I think it's important to listen to what other people say and consider their advice to see if it's going to work into your plan. But sometimes you are flying in the face of what they're saying.
But you know what? Think about it. Most of the people that are saying to you, you're crazy, when are you going to quit this and get a real job, blah, 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 are people who go to a job every day and people who get a paycheck and build somebody else's business because, you know, it takes a lot to be an entrepreneur. It takes a lot to be a business owner. It takes a lot to be a mompreneur. It takes a lot, you know, to be able to be that person that employs others. You know,
yeah,
like
I
you said, during the holidays, you're producing chocolate 7 days a week. You know, are you expanding? What's happening?
Well, I'm not at the moment. I'm looking, like I just went last week and I looked at a coffee shop in Glenwood Springs that I was thinking about buying, but I thought, you know, it really needs to be the right opportunity because what we have going right now is very sweet and good. I would like to build a production facility and then I'd really have the capacity to expand to other locations. So I've just put together an investment package that's going to go out to 30 different investors that specifically invest in food companies. Like that's happening over the summer. But I want to do a little bit more organized expansion instead of just total pandemonium and madness so that we can keep our quality and the integrity of what we're doing. But all of those things are scary to me. I really, sometimes I can't talk to anybody about those either because they're like, don't do that. Everything's so perfect now. And I'm like, yeah, but this should be in 30 cities.
Guess what? This is why Word of Mom Radio is such a good place because all of the women who are listening and all of the women who come here and share are going, go for it, sister friend. Get out there and do it because you know what? If somebody's not laughing at how big your dream is, you're not dreaming big enough.
Yeah,
and that
I've
came from one of our guests.
Dreams.
But I'm serious. But, that came from one of our guests who, you know, and it's true. If somebody's not laughing at your dreams, you're not dreaming big enough. So this is the place to come and share and be supportive. And be supported.
I think one thing, just going back to something you said about good advice, someone else told me, and you just kind of mentioned this, like when you're listening to advice, make sure that you're listening to someone who's actually achieved what you want to do or very similar to it, because so many of us are taken down by people that don't have any experience. Like go for the very best person and listen to their advice. And those are the guys that already know it. And that's why I was specifically targeting investors in the restaurant and maybe franchising, although I don't see franchising it. I'd rather just expand and have the company own the stores rather than franchising. So I'm just targeting those particular groups because I'm like, these guys will really know exactly what to do.
Well, you know, it's going to do what it does. The wonderful thing is that you've got the vision to be moving it forward and you haven't set yourself in stone. Trust your gut.
I think that's key. Mm-hmm.
Trust your gut, but don't forget, you know, life starts outside that comfort zone. So if you were going to live in your comfort zone, you wouldn't have what you have right now. So, go for it. Go for it. Don't, you know, you've taken the first step. Take the big next step out of that comfort zone into something new because you're doing something that's awesome. And let's face it, every day you're hearing more and more about the benefits. So you are right on that cusp of, you know, and more people are really thinking about what they're eating when they're eating it. Because all
About our shop and the whole concept of what we're doing is that we bring people together to have an extraordinary experience. So like with the chocolate and wine or the chocolate and beer or the tea or whatever event we're doing, I do these corporate events. And it seems to me like in this day and age, there's a lot of things going on where there's so much technology that divides people and keeps them further and further away from each other because everything can be accomplished on your phone now. But I'm really happy to be involved in a business where it's about gathering people together and having a cool experience that you can't have anywhere else. And I like that. That's why I feel like there's a place for it in other cities as well.
And there is. So as we're wrapping up, Julie, what do you want people to take away from this interview?
I think mainly if you're going to start something to remember, make a good plan, operate from the heart, be honest, you know, keep the integrity high and go forward regardless of what other people say. It's kind of what we talked about in the past because I always think every single thing that is around you that's been created by someone, it was somebody who had a vision and that thing didn't exist before. And so we're surrounded by these entrepreneurs and visionaries and why not be one of them, right? Why not like tap into what's inside of you and just make it happen regardless of everyone else's judgment and opinions. That's how progress happens. And whatever your field is, I just say, go for it, right?
You know what? It's absolutely true because what are you waiting for? This is it. This is the one shot you got at life. And, you know, people say, oh, you know, you only live once. No, you die once. You live every day. So why not make this life the life we weren't born to be mediocre. We weren't born to just go through life. You know, the universe.
Can I do the hard questions?
Endless.
You know, sometimes you ask yourself the hard questions, and what I always do is I'll fast forward into my life when I'm maybe in my 90s, sitting in my my rocking chair, talking to my grandkids and telling them about my life. And I think, what story do I want to be telling them? Am I going to say, oh, I wish I would have done that. I should have done that. I guess I could have done that, but I didn't. You know, I was afraid or I didn't have the money. I don't want to be telling that story. I want to be like, yeah, and I did this and I did that. And you can do it too. Carry on the legacy. I want to be that exciting grandparent, right? Let's do this.
You know what? And I have to say, as the grandma of a one-year-old, it is the most wonderful thing. He works with me on Tuesdays, comes into my office. Right now, now he's walking around too much and stuff. So he'll be with me all day tomorrow here in my house while I'm working. And, I have phone calls all day long with Word of Mom interviewing new guests, and he does my phone calls with me, as we're playing and stuff like that. Hey, it's Word of Mom. I tell my guests that all the time. Because, every once in a while, it's like, oh, my gosh, the baby might wake up while we're taping. It's like it's Word of Mom. Kids and animals, we love cameos. You know, this is the place for that. This is the place for women's stories and all of the wonderful things and all of the other challenges that we have as women in business. So, Julie, thank you so much for sharing with us. I cannot wait to see you. I'm excited because, if everything in the universe lines up, we'll be filming Julie for Word of Mom TV, and you'll get to actually see everything in action this fall when her episode would air. So, I'm serious. That's all out there. That would just be, may as well throw it out there now and get the universe prepared for it. Because oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how excited I am to come and film at your shop. I cannot wait to share this. I think what you're doing is awesome, and I'm so excited to be part of this journey and part of getting you out there for all of these people to know. Because
let people eat chocolate and drink wine and let people know they
chocolate
can
and drink
shop
tea
online.
For those of you who can't, for those of you who can't drink, chocolate and tea, chocolate and coffees.
Yep.
There's always, there's all the ways to find to enjoy the chocolate. And for even people that are, dealing with sugar things and diabetes and stuff, I'm sure that you are looking at all of those different because you are so naturally made. It's got
to
be.
Yeah, we have some stevia chocolates in there. We try to hit everybody, right? The soy-free people, the gluten-free, the dairy-free. We've got it all.
Well, that's awesome. So you gave everybody your social media link. Does everybody know how to get in touch with you?
Well, we're on Facebook, The Chocolate Therapist. Same with Instagram. I think you have is the_chocolatetherapist. And then, of course, our website is just thechocolatetherapist.com. And that's the easiest way. And they can just hit the contact button if they have a question. All of those come straight to me, and I do answer all of them.
Awesome. Well, Julie, thank you so much for being here with us on Word of Mom Radio. To all of you tuning in, on behalf of everyone involved in the Word of Mom Media Network, we thank you so much for spending your time with us. I hope you enjoyed this show and, go out and create a marvelous you. So bye
thank
for
you,
now.
Dory. Thank you very
you
much.
You are very welcome.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself. Yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong. Yes, she knows who she is, has integrity, woman strong and true. You know her by name, see this woman is you. She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you, she is you.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
Time to behave, reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age, believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is.
spray. She